Okay, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah says, Yisrael Shayu Arisin Lagayim B'Soria. If you have Jews who were sharecroppers for non-Jews in Syria. Now remember, from the Hagdama, that Syria were part of the lands that David HaMelech conquered. Now what we said was that there were two primary conquerings of Eretz Yisrael that infused Eretz Yisrael with Kedusha. The first one was from the Ole Mitzrayim. When Yeshua comes up with the Ole Mitzrayim, with the people from Egypt, they come, they conquer Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua dies, there are still certain territories that have to be conquered, and they continue to conquer until ultimately all of Eretz Yisrael that was supposed to be conquered is conquered. But in the interim, David HaMelech went aside. He conquered some other lands, the lands in Aram. So those lands in Aram, which Chazal referred to as Syria, they have a status of Kibush Yachad. They have a status that they're not considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael. They weren't fully annexed as part of Eretz Yisrael. But they don't really have the full status of Chutz La'aretz either. Now, remember, the later Kedusha was by the Oli Bavel. The Oli Bavel didn't conquer as much land as the Oli Mitzrayim. But for now, what we have to know is that this land, Syria, is like quasi Eretz Yisrael. We treat it like Eretz Yisrael for some things, like Chutz La'aretz for other things. The question is, what is exactly its status? So here, I have an interesting case. If a guy, let's say, owns land in Eretz Yisrael, the land still has Kedusha, but what about if a guy owns land in Syria? Well, the land is owned by the guy, but the Jew is the sharecropper. Remember, a sharecropper is just a person who's employed to work the land. How am I paying him? I'm going to pay him by giving him a percentage of the produce. But he doesn't actually own the land. So now the question is, I have a Jew. He's a sharecropper for a non-Jew on the non-Jew's land in Syria. What's the halacha here? Are the crops, the produce from this land, going to be subject to maestros, to shemitah, to challah, etc.? So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer mechayev perasim b'maestros u'b'shvias. Rabbi Eliezer obligates their fruit, their produce, in maestros and in shemitah. So it's like Eretz Yisrael. Syria, the land of Syria, is like Eretz Yisrael with respect to maestros and shemitah. But Rabbi Gamliel poter. Rabbi Gamliel exempts the fruit of the sharecropper from maestros and from shemitah. Why? Because the land is not owned by the Jew. The land is owned by the guy. And since the land is owned by the guy, it does not have a status of Eretz Yisrael with respect to maestros and with respect to shemitah. Rabbi Gamliel omer shtei chalas b'Syria. So now Rabbi Gamliel, who says that this land, the crop that the sharecropper receives from the land that he worked that belongs to a guy in Syria, well, we know that Rabbi Gamliel holds that it's exempt from maestros and from shemitah. Rabbi Gamliel says shtei chalas b'Syria, you'd have to take off two chalas in Syria. Now, this, as we've discussed, is the idea that we're going to discuss more in the next Mishnah. That is that in Chutz La'aretz, we know that Chazal regards that you have to take off two different challahs from a dough that you make in Chutz La'aretz. Why? Well, because we said that Chazal regards there a tumah on the land outside of Eretz Yisrael. And because of that, so the first challah that you take off is going to be tameh, so you have to burn that. So one challah that you take off is going to be burned. The second challah that you take off is going to be so that you remember that you have to give challah to the kohen. So you give a little bit to the kohen. So now Rabbi Gamliel is basically saying, shtei challahs b'Syria. In Syria, you have to take off two challahs. Meaning to say, it's just like any other Chutz La'aretz land. Rabbi Eliezer omer challah achas, but Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. He says, no, all you have to do is take off one challah. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer is within his opinion that Syria does have a status of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, if it has a status of Eretz Yisrael, there is no tumah on the land imposed by Chazal. Okay, so says the Mishnah, achzu kulo shel Rabbi Gamliel. So they held on to the leniency of Rabbi Gamliel. In other words, they held on to Rabbi Gamliel's psak that the Aris, this sharecropper, the Jewish sharecropper who's working the non-Jews' land in Syria, well, his crops are going to be potter from Meiser, they're not going to be subject to Shemitah, the Kulosh Rabbi Eliezer, and they held on to the leniency of Rabbi Eliezer, that Rabbi Eliezer holds that you don't have to take off more than one challah from the dough. But then later, Chazru, they went back, they were chozer, they retracted, they went back, linog kedivrei Rabbi Gamliel b'shtei drachim, to adapt the practices to be like what Rabbi Gamliel says, b'shtei drachim, in the two respects. In other words, both when it comes to the fact that, number one, when it comes to the fact that the fruit of the sharecropper, of the Jewish sharecropper, who's working on the land that belongs to the guy in Syria, is pater from Maaser Sin and from Shemitah. And two, that you'd have to take off two different chalos because it's like chutzaris. Okay, so what do we say in this Mishnah? Number one, what we said is that if you have a Jew who's serving as a sharecropper on land that belongs to a guy in Surya, there's a machlokas tanaim whether that the crops that the aris receives are going to be subject to maaseres and shemitah. So Rabbi Eliezer says they are subject to maaseres and shemitah. The land we consider it to be just like Eretz Yisrael. And Gamliel says no. It is not considered to be like Eretz Yisrael with respect to Maaseres and Shemitah, and therefore it's going to be pater from Maaseres and Shemitah. To that end, we know that Rabbi Gamliel says, well, because it has a status of Chutz La'aretz, you're going to have to take off two challahs from a dough that you made from grain that was grown in Surya. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. He says, no, all you'd have to do is take off one challah because Rabbi Eliezer holds that it has the status of Eretz Yisrael. Originally, they used to hold by the leniency of Rabbi Gamliel and the leniency of Rabbi Eliezer. They used to hold, meaning to say that it's not subject to the land, the crops from the land of Surya are not subject to Trumas and Maaseres. That was Rabbi Gamliel's opinion. And they also used to hold like Rabbi Eliezer's leniency that you only have to take off one challah. Ultimately, they retracted and they said, you know, we're going to hold like Rabbi Gamliel in both respects, that there is an exemption from the Maaseres and from Shemitah, and number two, that you're going to be chayv in two challahs when you make a dough from grain from that land. Okay, let's hold here.